Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center in just a moment.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Have you ever stopped to consider, God forbid, you or someone you love receiving a crippling injury or worse from working with cattle? It's definitely something to think about, and there are ways of staying safe when handling cattle. The Cattle Flow Box is designed with efficiency and safety in mind. Low-stress cattle management products by Gobob Pipe and Steel are made to improve feed intake, help with detection of diseases, reduce lameness cases, improve product quality and food safety, less carcass loss through bruising and injury, less use of, and much better response to vaccines and antibiotics. Last but not least, it's made safer for you and your handlers. Takes less time, and the cattle are much easier to handle. Gobob Pipe and Steel's Flow Box and Cattle Alley are the perfect low-stress cattle management systems. In addition, all Gobob sales personnel are becoming animal care handling certified. Gobob Pipe and Steel is committed to developing equipment for low-stress cattle management. See their inventory today at GoBobPipe.com.
Higher beef exports, lower beef imports, all adding up to a great start for 2017, a real underpinning to our cattle market here domestically. So says Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center. Question mark right now, what's ahead? How is this market going to perform going forward?
Well, I think that's the major demand question in our mind is really on this export and foreign demand component, not so much on the domestic demand component, which is holding up quite well and posting year-over-year gains as we've had, you know, rather good employment numbers and income growth numbers, et cetera, across the U.S. And the seasonal pattern, as I mentioned earlier, is really for exports to grow as we move towards the summer months. If we stay on that pattern, it will be very important. So we need to watch it closely. In terms of competition around the world, you know, Australia probably doesn't turn the corner real quickly unless they move into a major drought. So that's kind of the signal we'll watch from that part of the world. But as they're rebuilding their herds, we ought to be able to stay on a pretty strong year-over-year growth rate. Now to have 20% year-over-year growth percentage-wise like we did in the first quarter, I don't think that's really sustainable. But to have solid year-over-year gains that are potentially double-digit for the year seems very realistic.
And the one wild card that could be really positive, China.
That would be all the better. There's still a lot of bumps in the road in terms of the details of those types of programs. But again, I think the Asian market component, which includes China, has been, along with our NAFTA neighbors, have been the two keys in this export and import dynamic change, really compared to 2015 and 2016.
Jim, given the change in the market dynamic, where are we headed then when it comes to cattle prices?
You know, the normal seasonal pattern is for fed cattle prices to peak seasonally if everything else is sort of unchanged. We don't have a shock to the system in March, April, or May. It looks this year like we've had the peak early and the peak really in March and early April. Now, that said, we have a market that's, you know, $13 a hundredweight or more higher than it was last fall. So we've had more than a seasonal rally into this strengthening time of year. So our normal pattern would be lower prices into the summer months and into the fourth quarter. But, you know, these prices don't look, because of the demand component, both domestic and foreign, that we should probably go as low as maybe we thought a few months ago in the summer lows in this fed cattle marketplace. So we expect, and remember here, we're still working on year-over-year increases in the calf crop. Mm-hmm. The 2015 calf crop was bigger. Year-over-year, the 2016 calf crop was bigger. And the 2017 calf crop will be bigger. So we're not done with the cyclical increases from a domestic supply perspective. And we're probably not always going to get 20% year-over-year increases in exports to really mitigate that. We're more optimistic than we were probably 2 months ago on fed cattle price profile, but the seasonal patterns are rather strong. And I think the seasonal tops in, not that we can't make money still feeding cattle. Our estimates at the LMIC are that the first quarter of 2013, in stark contrast to recent years, was the best first quarter of the year since 2003. So, you know, this is an environment where there are management options, and but a little bit of risk management may pay some dividends, too.
Market watcher Jim Robb, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual grass time sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.